Hello, guys, and welcome to Nip Tuck Not Giving A
Fuck.
This is the podcast where we celebrate being positive, aspirational women.
Women.
This is all about being unapologetically yourself, girlies.
Coming up on today's show, I am quizzing Ashley about her latest next pregnancy, her third pregnancy.
And Lauren's getting primal at kids' parties.
We're having a hot and juicy discussion about the latest debate, the blue tick ick. On Nip Tuck, we want you to get your voice heard. You can email us at hello@niptuckpod.com. You can send us a message via WhatsApp. You can send us your stories. You can send us your icks, your dilemmas. You can voice note it. You can type it out, whatever you want to do. And if you want to be anonymous, we've got you. We're not going to tell anyone. Just put it at the end, okay?
Lauren, we need to do a shout out. You know what we need more of.
Right, there's not enough sluts out there.
There's not enough hoes in the house.
So, we want your slutty Susans. Now, I don't
we
think...
We need. Or it's going to become extinct.
And I've run out, like, I've told nearly every slutty story that I've ever got. I've told my worst, and now I'm not a single anymore, so I've run dry. I can tell you my sex things if you want.
I've run dry. Basically, girls, if you've been a slag, don't worry about it. Just send us a message.
Send it us. Just tell us. It's fun. Whatever.
It's fun. It's fun to be a slag.
Yeah, it is. Everyone has to do that for a while.
I wish I was more of a slag.
Do you?
Yeah.
I had a good run at one point, and I enjoyed it.
I fucking loved it.
We're back.
Right. And so did it.
I'm going to have to tell you something that's irritated me.
What?
Right, so what we're not going to do is, you know, the bigger this podcast getting, people have opinions. And Lucas tells us off for this. And what we're not going to do is every single opinion feel like we need to...
Reply
to it. You know, like if someone says this about us, we're not going to reply to every single person,
you mean,
are we?
Feedback.
Yeah. We're not going to, like, every single person has something to say.
Feedback.
We're not going to try and
explain
it. No. We're not going to. However, now and again, there'll be something that I think, oh, do you know what? We need to actually discuss that. Because if someone thought that, then let's... So we got a review on Apple, which we absolutely love. And what it said was that she wanted more honesty.
So we're addressing it.
Someone left us some negative feedback, which we're not happy with.
No, it's not even negative. I just think we need to speak about
it. It's like when small restaurants reply with like...
Reply on TripAdvisor.
On TripAdvisor to a negative comment. And you're like, no one cares.
Well, I'm going to do that. So there was a message and it basically said that they felt like they wanted more honesty from us. And they felt like there had been an ad for a dry shampoo, yeah, which we use and love. And then later on in the episode, we'd spoken about toxic things. And one of those things was dry shampoo, which we've spoken about.
Basically, I have tried all the natural dry shampoos. I think I've spoken about
this. Yeah, you have.
And I love buying stuff off this website called iHerb, and it's where you can get like that Yucca app.
Yeah.
I got addicted to that and I had to delete it because I just wasn't living my life. Yeah. Honestly, like the shit that you could get into.
And this is the whole
like,
point of it,
from the
it?
Clothes that you wear, yeah, that touch your skin, like I was getting... It was becoming a thing. So anyway, I tried all the non-toxic dry shampoos. And for my quality of life, honestly, Batiste is my favourite dry shampoo.
I agree.
And Living Proof, I must say. But it's about £1 million.
But our conversation about that was actually really honest. It was the opposite of
it's
not
the
honest.
Best. It's you the best. You can't get better.
So when we were doing the opposite of being honest.
And
we were
would
saying,
never advertise something that we hadn't tried
no,
yet.
No, that we didn't use. We were saying we use it. And yeah, you know what? Dry shampoo can be known to not be the best for you, but at the end of
but
the day it's about balance and we use it, and that's what we were saying.
Okay.
And also one more thing,
what?
It said that we said something bad about Natural Cycles. Never in
we've
my life
never
have
said
I said
anything
bad,
bad. We
cycles.
Love you, Natural Cycles.
Thank you for making me
and
pregnant.
I actually yeah I used it to get
thank
pregnant.
Thank you for stopping me getting pregnant, Natural Cycles.
I used Natural Cycles to get pregnant and a few other things.
Maybe I'll get pregnant soon.
So we're not gonna respond to everyone's message.
So anyway, right, from now on, that's it now, I'm done. But I felt that was important because I didn't want anyone else to listen to it and think, hang on a minute, because we're always really honest. Like, that's the whole point. We're too honest sometimes.
Well, that's
maybe
what
we're
Lauren
too honest.
Said. You know, we say, like, you shouldn't smoke, you shouldn't go on sunbeds, and Lauren lies on the sunbed for 12 minutes.
With a pack of fags hanging out my mouth. Like, while smoking. Do you know what I mean? And putting dry shampoo in my hair. Do you know, it's all balanced. Like you say, don't do it, then you get great.
It's
and
all
I think
balanced.
That's the point.
It's
that
all balanced.
This is why we say about being unapologetically
I do so
us.
Many bad things that I have to
balance it out.
honest.
Do you know what I mean? I think that's the thing, and that's the thing with us. We'll be honest and say
we're not clean
perfect.
Living.
We know what you're
girlies.
Meant to do. We're going to tell you what to do, whether we do it. I don't put my face in the sun still.
Okay, anyway, life updates.
Right. Ashley's having a baby.
I am.
Now, Ashley was meant to announce the pregnancy here on the podcast.
Yeah, well, I am. I've not spoken about it. I just put a picture up.
She changed her mind.
Is that what was meant to actually happen?
Yes, you were meant to do it on the pod.
Yeah, but now I'm talking about it now.
No, it was meant to be. We've got some exciting news for you on the podcast.
That's why
this
week. I didn't do a Q&A.
No, it was meant to be this week. We've got something very exciting, and then you were meant to tell
sake.
Us. But we didn't
well,
want to get.
Ask
we
me
didn't want to get. We
now.
Didn't want to piss you off, so we didn't say anything.
Since your pregnancy.
Was your pregnant? We were like, wasn't she meant to? Don't fucking say that. I'm not saying anything. I'm not fucking saying anything. Let's just leave it to the pod, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, well,
it's your pregnancy.
You know,
you've ruined it now. Anyway,
I ruined it. You're the one that got pregnant.
No,
you ruined everything.
Lauren, how many likes has that comment got now? Every time I post a picture, Lauren rinses me. And there's one other comment she's put on that one where I went, "Good morning, everyone," except, and she put people that wear makeup to plastic. She's got hundreds of likes. Then she put, "You ruined." Everything on my pregnancy picture. Do you know it was because Kourtney Kardashian put that she was pregnant, and I was like, "You're not stealing my shine."
So you thought,
bitch.
I'm going to do it better. What did you think of that announcement?
I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, I thought it was brilliant. I thought quite good. Everyone was like,
"She must be about 5 months."
She already had a bump. He already knew. Of course, he already knew. You stupid
yeah, it was
bastards. It was a joke. Like,
I got the joke.
Oh, yours, however, wasn't a joke, and you are definitely pregnant.
Yeah.
So, how pregnant are you? I'm asking like I don't know. Oh, Lucas, can you insert the bit where she actually told me she was pregnant in this episode?
We can put it on Patreon.
Yeah.
We've got a video.
So what we did is when actually Ashley actually told me she was pregnant, like genuine, like ages ago when she was like just pregnant, it was recorded. So we thought we'll keep that and show you guys the genuine reaction. We could
we'll
put that on Patreon.
We'll figure something
here.
Out.
Yeah. Please insert here.
Please insert here.
Then. I have got my suspicions about something. Do you feel like you're telling your mum? Because I think
yeah,
we already know.
Do.
Well, yeah. Say it. Because I know it.
I'm pregnant.
What for fuck's sake?
Yeah, I know.
How pregnant are you? By the way, guys, this is genuine. How pregnant are you?
Really early.
How many?
Wait, 1 second.
We're going to save this for when you're enough to tell people.
Yeah,
why do you keep getting pregnant so fucking easy? You keep crying about that you can't, and you've just
got
pregnant.
Given a 15% chance of getting pregnant with IVF, so gave it one last go.
So you've done IVF?
No.
You just shagged?
I used that fucking cup.
That keeps the sperm up?
Yes! The first
Mate,
time!
You keep saying... My eggs.
No, it's
and
serious.
Then you keep, but Ashley, you've got pregnant every time at the drop of a hat.
I know. When I told, I'm 6 weeks today.
Oh my God. When did you find out? Tell me everything. Something went on the other week, didn't it? You were being weird.
I was bleeding.
I
don't know if everything's
I knew something
okay
was weird
or not yet.
And it'll be fine. I knew
I don't
there was something.
Know.
It will be fine.
I knew
something
you
was weird.
You know what I'm like when.
I knew there was something weird.
So I was bleeding for like 3 days, but it stopped now. And they won't scan me till I'm 7 weeks. So I'm having my first scan next Tuesday.
Okay, amazing.
So,
oh my God, again, you've just had all your shit done.
Well, let's see what happens, because pregnancy after loss is not normal pregnancy.
No,
like,
because
these thoughts
do you not
don't
like believe
go through
it?
Your head. No.
Do you just kind of think like...
So until I'm like 12 weeks, I'm just not going to want to talk about it. And
so we just pretend like nothing until then?
Yeah, but I get really bad anxiety, really bad.
So we just wait until then?
Yes.
What about when you go, you might not hear a heartbeat at 7 weeks?
Yeah, you do. That's why they held off for seven. Mm. So from 5.5.
Yeah, but you don't always,
but
do
not
you?
Always, no.
So if you don't,
chance.
See, this is the thing, you
so
could go for a scan
yes.
and still not.
And then last time when I had that miscarriage, I went for the scan at 6 weeks and they were like, And then I had to have all the bloods and stuff done and they were like,
so it's
come
like,
back in 2 weeks and then there was still none, but my bloods had gone up.
So it's you don't really know.
And then it was a month of still being pregnant.
That's
and
horrible.
There were, yeah, it was, that was hell on earth.
But mate, you've managed to get pregnant.
Yeah, I know. It's actually a miracle.
Like,
I'm going to like talk about
so
all of this.
You get pregnant so easy.
Do I?
Yes.
Do
yeah.
I?
Yeah. You do.
Trying for like 4 or 5 months.
You get pregnant
and then I was
easily.
About to start IVF. next month.
That's what happened last time.
Yeah, I know. And it's because I used that cup thing, I think.
So all being well, when will you be due?
Are you ready? Christmas Day.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
The difference is, though, last time I was in my, like, absolute hoe era when you were pregnant. You were like, start doing that. This time I'm boring as well. I might as well get pregnant because I'm about as boring as that.
Yeah, so, no, I'm not going to be boring, I promise.
So we're going to keep this information.
Yeah, we're keeping this to
ourselves.
And we
will give it out when we're ready.
I think, I don't know, I feel weeks. Like, do you know, like, last time I kept it in till I was 20 weeks. Kept it a secret till I was 20 yeah. weeks. Do you remember?
No.
Yeah, I told you straight away.
Yeah. You said it told me and our old producer yeah, on the day.
On the day. And I kept it a secret till I was 20 weeks. And I do agree with this. And I think it's like loads of people keep it in till they're 20 weeks. But I talk about everything on here anyway. Mm. So
if there was a loss,
if there, like, then the one, I will still talk about it.
I think it was Miley in class that said something.
From
like,
the day we find out we're pregnant, we should really be
tell
able
people
to,
because if
felt
we do,
like shit.
If we do have a loss, then we should be able to. It's a part of our lives. We
like,
shouldn't
you're
have to
gonna
keep
call
it a secret.
Your best friends, like,
and say, yeah, so we're going to find out anyway. And if you do, you know, if it does go wrong and you do have a loss, yeah. then why should you then keep the whole thing a secret? And people are like, why is she ill? Why is she off work? Yeah. You should really be able to say I'm pregnant. And if it doesn't go to plan, we all know about each other. Is not going to plan and everyone feels a bit better. I mean, that's your call. We'll see, but yeah. we'll keep this until you're ready. Can we announce it on the pod? Can we yeah. take that announcement off you and do it on
yeah,
the pod?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll probably do that.
We need to think of a good
way of doing
and
this.
And we'll know if it's a girl or a boy.
Are you
going to
do the blood
in a month?
Fuck. Are you going to do that? Yeah. Find out early on. What are you hoping for? Tell the truth. True.
A schmirl.
Yeah, yeah, I'd want a schmirl as well. I'm not into schmoys. I just want a pure schmirl.
Schmirl.
Yeah, a schmirly schmirl. Honestly, when I get pregnant and it's a schmoy, everyone's going to know that I wanted a schmirl.
You know, I said about that dream that had the really vivid dream.
Yeah,
well, that must have been.
It was you getting pregnant, not me.
Yes.
Anyway, I'd go on with your big sperm. Oh, I'm big dick. Congratulations. I'm slightly annoyed. Because I hate it when you're pregnant. I'm sorry. I hate it when you're pregnant. Whenever my friends get pregnant, I think, oh, fuck off.
Three kids, mate.
Well.
Yes, I am. I'm 13 weeks.
13 long weeks.
But I had to tell everyone because it was becoming very obvious.
Mm, you've got a bump already, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, big.
Do you think it's because it's the third?
Or
do you need a poo?
No, because I did one this morning and I've still got a bump.
What can you, how do you, what, was it planned? What?
Yeah, it was more than planned. It was like, I was trying for a while.
Just constantly having the sex?
Yeah.
And do we know what sex it is?
Yeah, but should we reveal that next week on this?
Yeah, let's keep
yeah.
that.
On Saturday on
Instagram. Yeah, no. She says that and then she'll fucking put a picture up. No.
Let's do a fun reveal.
Okay, we'll
on
do that.
This.
Okay, and how are you feeling? Did you feel sick? You've
I
been
felt
all right,
like,
you know?
I felt like...
Oh, you've done well.
...ass for, like, the first 10 weeks.
She was pregnant when we did the, what was it, on the tower?
Yeah.
Weren't you? And we happened to climb over things. And
I
she was like,
so...
I'm not climbing over there. And I was like, just climb over it.
Like, just ill. Like, not, like, feeling nauseous. Was sick a few times. Not, like, majorly. But the feeling of nausea is
I
worse.
I think it's like a hangover. It's the
best
like way
a
I can
hangover
describe
without
it.
The fun.
Yeah, without no fun. Apart mm-hmm. from the one sex that once happened. But yeah. that was ages ago then. So it's like you feel constantly sick, don't you? Like,
yeah.
just like seasick. Oh, it's just
like,
awful.
And it's all you're thinking about. And then you're like, anyway, yeah. So I'm really, really happy.
When are you due?
In December.
And how are we getting it out?
C-section.
Through the stomach?
Yeah.
Is it booked?
I'm going to London next month to book it.
Why do you have to go to London to book it?
With my doctor.
Oh, so you have to go and see the doctor there and then book it.
Yes.
So it's going to be December.
Yes.
How many weeks? Did they do it like 2 weeks before you due? Is that how it works? Like 38 weeks?
I think Teddy was 37.
Just in case you're going to early
no,
labour.
No, I had to have him a week before because my waters had started leaking.
When you've got a booked section, what happens if you go into labour?
Then you go and you make them do a section. If you've
but
got
what if
time,
it's coming out?
Then you have to give birth.
Ooh. That's so is that a worry?
Might,
is that
I
a worry?
Because I have to go down a bit before. We need to talk about that, actually,
because
well.
That would be a real worry for me if I had a section booked in. Like, what if you go into labour? What the fuck do you do?
Then you have to... If I think it's if you're more than don't quote me, 3 centimetres or 5 centimetres.
Oh, right, so there's like a level
yeah,
at which...
Yeah, and obviously it'll take you a few hours to get to that point. That's why, girls, don't, like, panic. If you've got a booked section and you get to hospital at, like, 6 a.m., there'll probably be a few ladies that have to have emergencies and they're the priority over you.
Of course.
So I think with Saskia, I was in hospital for like 12 hours before they did me and I wasn't allowed
really?
To eat. Yeah.
That's unpleasant.
But it's the same at the Portland as well. If there's a lady there
course,
that's an emergency.
Which is fine, fair. So if the baby's, obviously, if it's coming down the canal, you think that's tough now. They can't drag it out by its legs upwards.
But I've got a long way to wait till that.
It's a long time. It's a long. So the ladies that were looking forward to the brunch, you can keep looking forward to it because
no,
it ain't happening.
We are doing a show.
We're doing something.
When can we announce that?
But it's not going to be steaming Ashley, is it?
No, but it'll still be fun, Ashley.
Yeah, we can't announce that yet. We'll talk about that another time. We've got something very, very
fun
breathing
up.
Into a brown paper bag exciting. Yeah. And we need your support, like, seriously.
And that's quite soon.
Yeah, this could be everything for us. So we're going to need you. Like, this is big.
So
and I know you'll all help.
Send in any pregnancy questions, though, guys. I'm happy to answer them.
Because she can't answer anything any more interesting than that now. Because that's kind of it, really.
That's it.
She's just pregnant and boring.
Yep.
I'm not in that phase anymore, though, where last time, like, we were the polar opposites, weren't we? I was getting my fanny out. Was that you or me?
That was my tummy.
That was on the mic, definitely.
Was that on the mic? That was real. I thought I trumped by mistake.
That was my tummy.
I thought it was a sample fart. Anyway, so, fun, Ashley. We did go out this weekend, didn't we?
We did, and I had a Sprite.
Lovely. So we went on a team night out. We went to see my therapist, Ghost.
Oh my God, they were fucking
they were brilliant.
Amazing.
They were worth
it. Lauren's never listened to their podcast. It's Joanne and
10 minutes. I've done Bo. 10 minutes. I can't listen to podcasts. I find them really boring.
Fucking hell.
Sorry, I don't even listen to ours.
I listen to theirs. It's really.
I don't have time. Believe it or not.
So we went to see that and it was amazing.
It was really, we could do that.
And we saw loads of nip-tuck people.
Yeah, that was really exciting. There was one, we were in the toilet. So we had a few, didn't we? First ones were outside. Yeah. Some girls came on, they were absolutely lovely. And then we were in the toilet and I was having a wee and Ash was washing her hands. And I could hear this woman going, oh my God, I love your podcast, to her. And I was in the toilet and I was getting real FOMO and I was going, it's my podcast too. It's mine too.
And it was
and no
really awkward
me.
While I stood there. And
she was
and
just
this lady
there.
Was like, what the fuck?
And I was banging on the toilet door going, it's mine too. I'm in here. I'm part of it. She was like, I love your podcast too, Ashley. And I was like banging on the door trying to get my wee out because I wanted that moment.
But yeah, it was really fun.
We need to do
stuff like that more.
Yeah, we do as a team.
What about me in the toilet?
Someone recognised you!
No.
What did you do in the toilet?
I wasn't Ed with you or something.
No, the women's was busy and she just walks in and goes, don't mind me, love.
Yeah, but it's because Ed and Lucas and Alex were kind of the 1% of men in there.
Yeah, there wasn't many men. So, do you know what, though? If that was a man that went into a woman's toilet and said, don't mind me, love,
you never know what they identified as, Lucas.
True.
For that moment in time, she may have identified as something else.
Yes, that is very,
why
very
true. Why did you say, don't mind me, love, then?
Well,
that's true. That's true. Can I ask a question?
I've used the men's toilets loads
of times. If you and Ed were taking urination next to each other, would you glance? I don't mean as a gay man, I mean as an any man. Would you glance at the penis? Because
I would
absolutely would look at every single man's penis.
Do you know what? So I do a few things. So when I use a urinal, one, it takes me longer to go.
Yeah.
So without, it doesn't matter. Any time I take my phone out and I go on Instagram.
How long
with
are we talking?
With your dick hanging out?
Because it distracts me and I can go quicker. And two, I always worry that if there's people that know I'm gay.
They
then
think
you got caught looking.
So you're extra.
Yeah, but we're not gay.
You are eyes to the fucking ceramic wall.
And I'd want to see
ceramic. Ceramics.
I am eyes,
I would.
I am either eyes down or eyes.
Your eyes to the phone or eyes to your own penis. Look. Aren't urinals funny? Like, who made the idea that you all stand in a row and pee?
A man.
If I was, if women's toilets were like that, I would absolutely, without a doubt, look at the vaginas.
The ones where it's just a fucking trough.
That's not right, that. It's pretty hanging, that. In a trough
men,
and everyone
men are not
arsed,
and I bet they don't wash the hands. They don't, do they?
I think most do.
I've got one last question. When the pee has finished, do you shake it?
For a while, yeah.
That's what happens. It's a wiggle.
But do you dab it with toilet paper?
Or do you dab it with toilet paper?
Well, if you're at a urinal, no, you don't, do you?
So you just wiggle it.
But then, what if someone wants to give you a blowjob later and
you've
got piss?
You wash it.
Well, what if you're out and about and it's
that
a quick...
must be quite easy for men, yeah, true, to be fair, to wash their willy in the sink. Because you just get it out. You can't wash fanny really in the sink.
Oh, you can. Oh, you can. I'm very flexible. Anyway, we've kind of... hand and splash. Hand and splash. Anyway. Oh, my God. James told me something the other day. He said that when he was around the area, he found some clitty litter. He said there was a little bit of tissue in my bottom.
That's disgusting.
I know. Anyway, okay. So, yes, we went there. I went to a kids' party. Woo! That's all I have to say on that. I went to a trampoline park. Double woo.
I've never been to one of them.
It's hot, awful. Everything's awful. Kids' party. Do you know what it did? Do you know what something I thought I need to see if other mums are like this? So we're at the kids' party and they're... Because all the time I'm always thinking about the podcast. They were playing... Is it called a piñata where they swing and bash the thing? And I was getting... And I don't know if... If anyone else like this, there's a queue and Thea's in it, and I'm getting anxious thinking when it's her turn. I'm thinking, you fucking swing for it.
Yeah.
And I was getting really nervous about her being it her turn, thinking, fucking hit it, right? And then someone else hit it, and all the sweets fell to the floor.
Just before her, I bet.
Yeah, and all the kids ran in at the sweets. And I don't know what happened to me.
Did you run in?
I literally went, Thea, which one do you want? Fucking move. And I moved all these kids out of the way. And I was, because I thought she was stood at the edges and she wasn't getting in. I thought, no. And I said, which sweet do you want? I will take any child.
No, you shouldn't do stuff like that.
I thought, I will take any child out. And she went, I really want a Kinder. And I thought, Kinder it is then, my love. And then I went, boom, hitting all these. Got to the middle, the handful of Kinder. Hey. Does no one else do that for the kids? I thought, not a chance she's not getting a sweet. I'll kick anyone.
That's nice.
Does no one else, no other mums get this feeling like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I if thought, someone's mean to them at school or something.
Oh, my God. Honestly, I once went, we're in a play.
Can you say this?
Yeah, I think I can. There was no physical, it was more mental abuse. So we went into the, they were all playing in a ball pit and I saw this little boy. And I saw this little boy push Thea twice, right? By the way, she got bit once and got a bruise. Anyway, so I went in and I pretended that I was playing with the ball and I went behind his ear and I said, if you do that again, I will push you so hard that you fall over.
Lauren.
Well, he didn't do it again.
I'd just stamp on his foot by mistake.
Was it? But yeah, I'm interested. Is that like normal to get that kind of like... Yeah. Honestly, I would have pushed any kid out of the way for that kinder foot for that girl.
I got a brace.
You did get a brace. So you went to... I can never say
look.
It.
Lucas, you wanted a brace as well, didn't you?
Lucas needs a brace.
I went to our favourite.
Yes, unreal.
That because it is a specialist orthodontist, they said they're going to get this off in only a few months. Be clear, orthodontics. You've not got yours on today.
I know.
That's why
I'm really struggling.
I had an Invisalign, and I think Lucas will be the same as us with the Invisalign. I couldn't commit to it because you could take it out.
I can take it out all the time.
You can take it out and then it hurts when you get a new one on and you're like, this hurts and you take it out.
Do you know what? For me, it's just that I'll take it out to like eat or drink. I've took it out now for this and I don't know where it even is now. And I've made this last much longer than it needed to.
You can't really see yours.
I know.
It hurts.
When they tighten it, braces really hurt. So, it has already, though. The Invisalign has already moved my teeth.
Yeah, it moved my top part.
It's already moved them. They could do with more, but because they're not horrific, I'm kind of not committing enough. And I know I'm not, because they message me like, Lauren, you've still not sent her whatever. And I'm like, oh, sorry.
Do you need to go back in for a checkup?
I'm being a bit naughty, really. But they're unreal. Like, the care, and they know what they're doing as well.
Yeah,
they're really good.
So I'll let you know how I get on.
Yeah, it looks good.
They weren't horrendous, but they needed to be straighter.
So that is a quicker, like, the fixed, yeah, but then you're done and dusted, finished.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
No, I think it's good.
So I've not slept very
well. I've already got a lisp, so imagine with the... Can't be worse than an Invisalign, though.
Do you think I'm talking differently?
No, I forgot you even had it.
Right, now we've got some important announcements.
No, this is really, actually really very important. And
just
it's something,
pulling my phone off.
Yeah,
to get
obviously
the
you know that we make sure that when we're telling you guys information, it is current, it is important, it's something that will affect your lives, it's something that should never be missed, it's serious topics. We hit you with the kind of most important news.
Right.
And here we have it.
We have the data.
Yeah, and this is important.
Average size penis by country. Right, Lauren, what country do you think will have the smallest, let's start with? I've got the graph here, guys.
Okay, I'm going to say the kind of like Thailand, Chinese, Philippine, because the small in general, like it's a small community.
Right.
How do I say it? Small. people.
Is there only 78 countries in the world?
Maybe the rest haven't got dicks. They're dickless communities.
So it goes from 1 to 68.
Okay, so my
so 68.
I think like the Filipino. Wait.
There's 90 countries in the world. Oh, that's a fact for you.
What? So does that mean?
I don't think they did a survey in North Korea.
Yeah, maybe not. So that means 22 of them don't have penises. The countries.
No,
we don't have access. We don't have access.
I'm not even joking. The United Kingdom came out at number 68.
Smallest.
Bollocks. Right, so number one biggest dicks are in Ecuador. Two weeks all inclusive to Ecuador.
Lucas on Sky Scanner.
Right,
books flight to Ecuador. One way flight to Ecuador.
Guys, let's get serious now.
Okay.
What are the numbers? I'm about to give it you.
Sorry, I'm getting all hot.
These statistics are measured from the shaft or root of the bee.
The root of the tree.
To the tip of the head when erect, right?
Erect. So they had to get these men erect before they measured them.
So, number one, Ecuador is 6.93 inches.
Lucas.
I knew this was
right. Then we've got Bolivia, Senegal, Gambia, Cuba, France.
Cuba, I can imagine Cubans having a big
French
one.
Men have big cocks, 6.2 inches
oui,
when
oui,
erect.
Bonjour, merci.
Canada, Egypt, Italy, then Central Africa, then United States, then England. So
we've got small wees.
Between the
Can you
UK,
tell us what the UK's penis size is?
5.17.
Oh, God,
erect.
That's very small. I think this is erect.
Erect. From
I would say in a
shaft to tip.
Well, you're not shaming though.
We're not shaming, but I'm just surprised. I thought that the average penis would be maybe 6 to 7 erect. I would say I've never met. I don't know.
Okay, now
have you measured yours?
I'm bigger than fucking Ecuador.
And at the top of the list, above Ecuador, Lukey.
Hey, yeah. Now,
hello.
I've got the countries with the world's largest breasts, if anyone's
Yeah, let's do both.
Norway have the biggest tits in the world.
Dun, 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 dun,
United States is number 4 and United Kingdom's number 5. But I would
Are these
say
real or not?
This correlates with weight.
Yes, very true. The bigger the bottom, the bigger the titties sometimes.
Yeah.
The bigger the belly, the bigger the
tits. And then the lowest is Vietnam and Bangladesh. Average boob size is AA.
Oh, God bless you.
I mean, I'd quite like a tiny titty.
Tiny titty committee. If you that kind of build, yeah. Well, that's interesting. Thank you for that information.
It's okay.
I hope everyone's really happy with that.
Let's have a little break, Loza, and then we'll talk about what's getting on our tits and slutty Susan.
Let's.
Right, guys. Do you listen to Nip Tuck? If you do, we need you sharing the arse off us, please. So, get sharing.
Not to be confused with shagging the arse off. Very different things.
Get sharing on WhatsApp, get sharing on socials and spread the love.
We love it when you tag us when you're listening, where you are, what you're doing listening. We like that, don't we?
And leave reviews and all that shit.
Okay, then.
Lauren, I've got something new for you here.
What have you got? What have we got?
Well, you've been using it all weekend, haven't you?
I have. So I'm going to share my experience. Girls, boys.
10 out of 10.
Look what I've got. So as you know, we absolutely love Honey. It's got everything you could possibly want on there. We use it for our underwear, our sex toys and treat. Everything's on there. We've spoken about it before.
Yeah.
But the other good thing about them is sex toys can get boring if you don't keep switching it up.
Yeah.
And they always come through with the most innovative things. So this is a world's first.
A world's first.
Guys, what is it, Ash?
This is the Womanizer Wave, Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it literally clips onto your shower head at home. Really, really easy.
So you can use it as a shower, can't you?
Yeah, it works on your head as well.
To give yourself head and on your head.
It's amazing. It's got 3 different settings. Not only that, it's environmentally friendly as well. So it uses 60% less water.
So you're saving money while you're having a wank.
Honestly, was everyone's first experience not in the shower?
Absolutely. Either in the shower or at the swimming baths next to the jet for longer than you needed to be. I feel like it's such a nice sensation, though. And I think it's nice to do it in the shower. I feel like it's kind of more you time.
You time.
But you can do it with your partner as well.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what I got up to at the weekend.
So it's a clitoral stimulator. It works with air and water.
Airjet. That's mm-hmm. the newest thing, isn't it, with clitoral stimulators. And the thing that they found the most popular is Airjets, which yeah. is what this is.
Yeah, honestly, it's like an experience you've never felt before. I can't explain. It's amazing.
We want to know all about it, though. So yeah. once you've bought it, you need to be telling us, did you like it? What did you do with it? We want your slutty Susan stories involving this, because I can't even imagine the shit you can get done with this.
I mean, it's absolutely amazing. I love it. So we've got a code for you guys.
Always got a code for you, haven't we?
Like we said, Love Honey is the one-stop shop for everything pleasure. Absolutely. Lingerie, sex toys, it's got everything you need
lube.
On there.
Very good lube.
Very good lube. Okay, and what's the code, Lauren?
Tuck20. Is the code. 20. So that's going to get you 20% off site-wide as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you can use it on your Womanizer Wave, but you can also add extra bits into your basket should you want to.
Amazing.
Enjoy.
Right, we've got
welcome back.
We've got a big one. We've got bigger than Ecuador. Really?
We've got one that is bigger than Ecuador. We've got an Ecuador size.
Guys, I can't believe we forgot to talk about this last week.
We're annoyed that we forgot to talk about this. Right. Blue tick. This has caused real controversy.
I'm ashamed to have one now.
Right. There's two ways of looking at this blue tick situation.
And I get it from both.
So the first side is, which I have to say, God, it's really cringe. It's really, really cringe. It's making a mockery of anyone that had a blue tick. You might as well not have bothered. Like, you might as well not have fucking bothered, because now when I get certain people like it, I think, oh, a blue tick. And I think, oh, it's Sonia from down the road.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the same anymore, which means, and I think there's a shame. It's
devalued the blue tick.
It's devalued it, which I think there's a shame, because there are people that absolutely genuinely do deserve to have
like
a blue tick.
Like me, you know?
Like film stars, like whatever, and they do deserve that. But now that's kind of doesn't mean very much anymore, because anyone and everyone can have one. So I just don't see the point in having them at all. However,
remember the shit I went through.
What I do understand is people that make money from their Instagram, yeah. influencers, this, that, and the other, where if their Instagram was hacked, like it was with you,
yeah.
they lost it, they would lose their livelihood. So for that and for the extra protection...
And it was happening a lot to everyone. Was.
And for insurance, what, £11 a month? It's an insurance policy, isn't it, really?
So what do you actually get with it? Like,
I think just you've got someone that will deal with you if you have a problem with your Instagram. If your Instagram's hacked you off, because at the minute, Instagram, you couldn't contact anyone, could you, for anything?
It was
so there's
bad.
A dedicated team. Because imagine how much they've made. They can employ people now that will look after blue tick people. So that's one of the things.
Okay. And do you know what, guys? Like, I totally get that, because that's what happened to me. My Instagram kept getting, what was it called? Like, deactivated.
Hacked.
It wasn't hacked. No, it was deactivated.
Yeah. Compromised.
Yeah, they kept reporting them for impersonating, which
And they said that you were dead
now.
As well, didn't they?
Yeah. That was a really horrible time in my life.
So I do get it for that. However, I also do think the blue, like, it's a pointless thing. I haven't got one. I've had so many messages saying, Lauren, now's your chance.
I'd get the ick.
It's an icky thing. I've had loads of messages like, why have you not got yourself a blue tick? And do you know what happened? I'll tell you the truth. I started the process and I thought, I can't do this.
Oh.
And I stopped. Now, that is really pathetic of me, because really it's an issue. And I started it and I thought, oh God, it's not me, I can't do it. And my
some
friend,
people are getting really passionate about it.
Oh, people are getting angry.
It's really
and
annoying.
It's not that
it's
big
not
a fucking
big deal.
It's not
if you
a
want
big
to
deal.
Do it. I mean,
I do think it's a bit weird if you've got no need for one. Like Sharon, what? She sat there with
can
a coffee
you do
at
that
home. Anyone, any
can
fucker
do it.
Can get one.
Anyone
just,
can do
anyone.
It.
Everyone thought it was quite lit, like you had to get like a thing that says, do you want to be verified? And it was quite in a certain, you know, prestige. It's not, you can go on the thing and anyone can get meta verified.
Okay.
So.
I get it. Like, as in, because of what happened to me.
If you make money from Instagram.
You do really need to do it, to be fair.
Then I understand.
Maybe like the whole hacking thing will go even bigger now.
At the minute, my pride won't do it. So maybe when it's all calmed down, I'll do it for
but
protection.
But we wanna get your funny stories of this, because do you know what? If I was talking to a guy and they did it,
imagine, right?
I'd get the
That's it. You're chatting away, talking to this guy, really like him. Next time you go on to message him, he's got a blue tick. I'd be like, oh!
No.
Gone. No, 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 no.
Why is that?
I think an blue inflated tick is bringing out a lot of inflated egos as well. It's separating.
That's it, isn't it?
It's
separating
the boys from the men. It is separating the boys from the men.
The twats from the twits.
Yes, absolutely. Lucas, have you got one? Twatty, twitty.
Would you get one?
No, you don't need one. This is what I mean.
I think the paid ones are just like, it's silly. I think
yeah, but you can't verify the difference between a real blue tick and a paid one.
I mean, you can when you go on there and they've got 200 followers and they're a stay-at-home mummy.
Really care about a blue tick person. No.
You don't need to. This is why I don't understand why some people are doing it. But yeah, I've not done it yet. Will I?
Loads of big bloggers are saying they're not going to do it.
I feel for me now, I have, even if Instagram...
Your account never got touched during that time.
So I don't feel like I need to. And even if Instagram messaged me and gave me a legitimate blue tick, I wouldn't give a fuck, because you'd think I'd paid for it anyway. So what is the point in it anymore? Like, say they now said, Lauren, you are now famous.
Do you
famous.
Know what?
I wouldn't be asked.
We do need to do the pod page.
We'll do the pod page for insurance. Yeah, we'll do that.
We do.
So that's our views on that.
You don't want us fucking off anywhere.
Oh, God, no. Oh, Christ, no. right, other thing that's getting on my tits.
Right, people keep asking you when you're having a baby.
Right, so please don't get me wrong, because I actually personally don't find this offensive. But I think of other people that might.
Give me an example, sweetheart.
Okay, so I went to a children's party yesterday, and the first thing someone said to me is, are you not pregnant yet?
Ew.
Right. Now, she didn't say it with any form of malice, and she's part of the family. No, she's part of the family. She will never have thought...
Is this in front of people as well?
No. And she will never have thought, you know, what could this mean? And it didn't bother me at all. I'm not arsed. On Instagram, really lovely. I get so many messages from girls saying you need to... On my comments, so if you look at pictures of me and James, there's loads of comments like, you need to make a baby, you need to have a baby. And I love where they're coming from. They mean it in the nicest, most loveliest way. And as it happens, I'm not arsed. But what I think people just need to think about is, what if I've been trying for a baby for a year and I'm not getting pregnant? Mm. What if I've had 3 miscarriages that you don't know about?
Yeah.
What if I am desperately every month praying for a baby? Mm. And that's why I haven't had one yet.
Yeah.
What if I'm now infertile? What if? And you're saying to me, you need to have a baby. Yeah, well, I'd love one. Or have you had a baby?
And imagine if you just said that straight up to like...
Straight up to them. What if I just said like, I can't, I'm trying. And they kept my face really straight. Now I'm not, yeah. So I'm not bothered. And I know that it's coming from a nice place. No one means it in a nasty way. I really do think that. I don't think anyone means it mean. But I just think, be a bit careful, because... There's women out there that you could ask that question to that are having the most horrific time and you don't know. So it's just not getting on my tits, because I'm not bothered, because I'm not having a horrific time and I don't want a baby just yet. But
be mindful.
Just be mindful. Mm. Yeah, it's not a question I would ever ask anyone. And maybe in a roundabout way, I'd say, you know, would you ever have any more if we were talking about that kind of thing? I think that's fine. Yeah. But I think to say to people, when are you two having a baby then? And then also people's opinions on whether we should or not. You won't want any more, will you? You've got loads.
Oh, I hate that.
Well, it's not. What if I do? What if I wanted 25?
Yeah.
Like, I just find that. Oh, God, you can't
it's
have anymore.
It's not got
can
anything
you?
Got to
loads.
Do with anyone else.
I don't really need your opinion, actually.
Oh, my God, I hate Sandra. Forced on opinions. Yeah, it like, makes me want to do things even more.
Even more. It makes me then want to say... And then, do you know what? Somebody once said to me, God, you won't want any with all them. And I actually just... And I don't really want loads more. And I just turned around and went, yes, I'd like two. And she was like, why? And I was like, because I want two more.
But imagine saying
just
why.
To be a twat. Just to be a twat.
That actually did happen to me. So after I got married, I felt pregnant and then I had a miscarriage and I didn't want to talk about it until I got pregnant again.
Yeah, because then it felt almost safer.
That?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I didn't actually talk about that pregnancy until I was like 5 months pregnant, did I?
Yeah.
Because I felt like evil eye, blah, blah,
blah. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It was like jinxing you and stuff.
Yeah, and I'd just had a miscarriage. I didn't even tell like certain family members about it or anything like that. I had to have a D&C and stuff. And even like, I remember the week after my D&C, I went for breakfast and had so many like hormones and someone came over and they were like, so now you're married, you're going to have a baby. And I just burst into tears. And I was like, oh my God.
Well, she deserved that.
I had all of that fertility the fertility problems where they told me, like, you can't have kids and stuff like that.
And you've gone on to have two more.
Yeah, well, I went for those tests after I had that miscarriage, and I've got really, really, really low egg reserve.
If anyone's in a position like you were and feels like they have no hope, you've been pregnant twice.
Like, if anyone honestly is struggling, like, I am going to do a separate fertility blog thing, because the research that I had to immerse myself into after I went through all of that, like, honestly, with my fertility scores and stuff, they turned around to me and they said, have you ever had chemotherapy? And I was like,
oh my God,
no. And they were like, it's like,
but
your
you've
eggs
had three children.
It's only because of the stuff that I've been doing, Lauren. Right. I've spent so much effort, so much time, so much money. I've had to do like detoxes, like not really go out much, do anything. I've had to go for weekly acupuncture, weekly reflexology, only organic non-processed food a lot of the time.
Yeah, so there's a reason why.
Take all those C to West supplements and stuff like that. But
I'm going to start taking those.
They're amazing. What I must
just
say is,
future.
If you are struggling and stuff, don't just listen to that. If anyone has got any specific questions, I am going to do a fertility Q&A.
Good idea.
That book that I read called It Starts With the Egg is amazing. And another factor as well, just when you're saying that about, sorry, we'll wrap this up. It's quite boring for some people that don't want kids. But when you said about why are women put that much pressure is put on women. Did you know some studies come out this week and actually infertility now is 50-50 men and women?
Isn't that wild? Because you assume it's you. If you try and get pregnant 50-50. And you can't get pregnant, it's the woman that's like, shit, what do I need
so
to do to my body?
So both of you need to be going
for tests.
And can
I just say, nobody goes up to James and says, when are you having a baby? No one.
No, I know. We need to stop that.
Right, Slutty Susan. Now, this is one of my favourite parts of the show, actually. It's loads of people's favourite part. We're not getting enough. You're not telling us enough. And I, loads of people that I meet
go, we need a serious chat with you guys. Yeah, sit down.
You need to shag more. You need to do more filthy things.
Rattle
your dicks.
Get your skeletons out.
Whatever. You need to remember some of the worst times, the best times, because it actually helps a lot of people that have done something really horrifically embarrassing at the weekend, and we make them feel better. We get loads of dilemmas, we get loads of messages, icks, but we want more sexy, slutty stories. So we want the worst thing you've done. Right. That's what I want. I want to know that, have you shagged his dad? Like, I want to know the worst thing that you can't even tell your friends that, like, that you've done that is criminal. I want to know stuff like that, okay? That's what we want to know. Anyway. Or right. Steve, Slutty Steve, we want more of those. So, one of the slutty stories that we came across that we really found funny. Now, it's not really a slutty story as such, but maybe she was getting into a bit of a slutty story situation, so
this
her husband
hilarious.
Had to put a stop to
it.
Are you ready?
My wife went out drinking with co-workers and got shit-faced.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
I had to struggle to get her inside. She was blackout drunk, crying, being sick. It was a fucking nightmare. And it was not the first time that she's done this. After putting her to bed, I did a shit on the drive next to her car. And I told her that she did it while she was pissed. And told her that the neighbour saw her doing it.
Oh, my God.
She was walking out of the house and found it when she was going to work the next day. She has not gone out drinking since, and this was 4 years ago. If she does, she's one drink, then done.
That's really clever, really funny, because the reason this made me laugh
Can you imagine knowing that?
I get blackout.
Yeah, you could tell me.
You could say to me, you shat on the drive.
He used to always say about you, like, you took your clothes off, you were running
around. Yeah, and I'd be like, what? And you're like, no, you took your clothes off. And I'd be like, I don't remember any. I get blackout where it's just gone. That's only happened in the last few years.
Isn't
that
scary that, like, as well, you're not, people don't know you blackout. No, they're having conversations with
you. And you're completely blackout. Like, they think you're there and you're just, that
do you get blackout, Lucas?
No, yeah, but I get like,
I when I blackout. Drink to drink, I get always have a blackout.
But I never used to when I was younger. This is more of a recent
thing. Do you think
thing.
It means that we're going to get like Alzheimer's or something?
Well, I don't know. I'm wondering whether I've...
It's the booze.
No,
yeah,
but I never
used
to
happen
do that.
When
now,
I was younger.
And I mean blackout, gone. That part of the movie has been cut out. I can never remember
getting the taxi home.
No. But I've done... I have...
What? What, like you've woken up with someone?
How do I phrase this? Knowing I'm in a loving relationship now. I have really forgotten a lot of things. Like, not had a clue that certain things had happened and stuff like that. That is
what, and they've had to tell you the next day?
Once, in my past.
Tell me what happened.
So many, many, many years ago.
Many.
Many,
not
many,
just
many
years.
Many. I went home with somebody that I'd been speaking to and then stayed until the next morning, went back to my own house. And I had no idea that we'd had sex. None.
What, like your fanny didn't even tell you?
I didn't have a clue, no. And then I got a text saying, you know, good time. And I was like, ha, 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 what? And yeah, I still to this day cannot pull, thank God, because I wouldn't want to, cannot remember any of that. And I actually had to be walked through what happened. And then I was like, no more. And then what you did, and then you said to me, whoa. No,
yeah,
no,
but
no.
Like, do you not find that terrifying? Because you couldn't, now,
no, but I would have looked normal to them.
Yeah, but now I'm older. All I do is want to fall asleep after like 11:30 and a bottle of Sauvignon. I'm like,
yeah. No, so that you have to be careful. Anyway, where were we going with this?
Maybe that's why people do drugs as well.
To keep them not as, like...
Yeah.
I don't know, but anyway, yeah. I could have pooed on a drive, easy.
I think I've told this, but, like, when we were in our old studio, we were all sat in the office, all different ages, blah, blah, and we were all talking about, like, revenge things we'd done to people.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's this girl, she was like quite dopey. And she was like, I had a stepmom that I fucking hated. So I did a shit and I put her steak in my shit and cooked it and gave it to her. And everyone went.
Yeah, everyone else had been saying things like, I signed him up to porn. And she said that. Was everyone like,
yeah.
Did everyone's faces just like, look at her. Was it like one of those unassuming?
And
like,
she
little,
was like, really? Like,
I did it. And then everyone, that's
she
like
did
me,
a
that.
Shit and put a stepmom's steak in the shit and then served it to her.
Wow. I wonder what it tasted like.
Taste that.
How could, well, it might have tasted nice if you ever ate shit.
No.
Might have been good.
Sure
she might, it might have been
Lucas
lovely.
Lucas has definitely eaten shit before.
I've definitely not eaten shit.
By mistake off someone's knob.
No,
everyone's done that. Come on.
No, because you get a whiff of it.
Do you think?
Yeah,
I'm
true.
Really squeamish around something.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
This conversation's died. Have you eaten shit? I think I've eaten shit by mistake. I thought it was something, a raisin or something. I'm sure I remember this. It was like one of the kids, something. I can remember something in my mind and I never remember it was shit. I don't eat. I've eaten shit. Yeah, it was on the carpet and I thought it was a raisin. I ate it and it was shit.
I ate bird shit once because I thought it was ice cream on my top and it was bird shit. I was wearing this jumper and eating an ice cream and I got off the wall and it had it, so I was just like this. I literally went like this. And then when I turned around, there was bird shit and I'm like,
were you sick? What you say?
Oh, I just got on with it. I just carried on eating my ice cream. I didn't even say anything to anyone. I just thought, oh, well, it's happened now. Woo! Woo-hoo!
Okay, should we play this voice note? Or
have you ever wiped your bottom and your nail's gone through the thing? That's horrible. Right, anyway, voice note. Oh.
So, went on a night out in my local town. Great night out, got chatting to someone in the local kebab shop, you know,
as you
Bob's
do.
Your uncle, Fanny's your aunt, guy buys me chips, cheese and gravy,
Salt.
We're on our way back to his, you know, we're having sex, halfway through sex, I go, oh, just stop for a second, lean over, while he's still inside me, and get the chips and cheese and gravy, and carry on eating the chips, cheese and gravy.
Good girl.
And
good
he
girl.
Goes... really like those chips. But yeah, anyway, slutty Susan out.
good girl. I like that. Sometimes it's really tiring.
Have you ever
sex.
Eaten while you're having sex?
No, but I've watched telly.
Yeah, I've watched telly.
I've watched like a full series, probably.
Yeah.
Like, on and off. Have I eaten? I mean, like I have.
Have you ever done the thing where you like eat like ice cream off, chocolate off someone?
No, I think that's crap. You know, people are like, oh, put squirty cream. That's so 17-year-old first boyfriend. Yeah. I'll put some squirty cream on your minge. Oh, please
a Haribo strawberry up my fanny.
Yeah. Oh my God, the whole thing. Yeah. That's dangerous.
And you got it out.
Well, I put the
I had to be a thrush for days.
I put the fruit pastel lolly, didn't I? Up the bottom ones.
Up your arsehole.
Not mine.
What? You put a fruit pastel
half
lolly?
Of it, yeah.
Up it... a man's arse. And then you ate it. So you have eaten shit before.
Oh, I've done there's more, I just don't want
to
say.
What? Why would you get to the point of putting a fruit pastel lolly up someone's arse?
I was young and...
And he said, I've got a great idea, honey.
I can't remember.
Or was it you?
It's probably me.
I'd definitely put a fruit pastel lolly up someone's
ass. I can't really remember. Yeah, I've had... So what if somebody, for example, had sex... For example.
had not literally.
A little bit of bottom sex. Yeah. And then they had... gone on later along the line to suck on the penis, you would get your own poo in your mouth then.
I don't do that, so. Okay.
Right.
Basically,
then.
We want you to get in touch. Email us hello@niptuppod.com.
Hello.
Or you can WhatsApp us. Or you can message us on Instagram.
Or you can do whatever.
Or you can tag us in your stories and send reviews that are obviously 5 stars.
And they need to be fair. Fair reviews, only fair reviews.
No, nothing.
Nothing unfair.
You can say, like, this is shit.
Yeah, that's fine. But that's it has fine. To be fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not unfair.
No, not like that other one. And we'll be back with a bonus of Nip Tuck this Friday, which is all about you, your dilemmas, beauty questions, beauty tips, anything you want to ask us. So if you send something in now, you may get to hear it on Friday's episode. See you later.
See you.